Morning, everyone. It is now 8 a.m. on Saturday, February 27th, 2021. I will call to order the regular meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. One bit of a notice. There's some uncertainty about internet, et cetera, going down. The notice went out that everything would go down at 12:30. We're unsure of the magnitude of that, but we're going to strive to be done by then, if possible. So first item on our agenda today is agenda item 9, open public input. Nikki?
All right, we'll now take comments from attendees. As a reminder, everyone receives 3 minutes. If you're pre-registered, we ask you still raise your hand so we can see you in the queue. Everyone's currently muted. If you're on the computer, the raise hand button appears under your name. If you're on the phone, please press *9 and wait to hear you've been unmuted. That's your indication it is your turn to speak. I don't have any hands. here we go. All right, so we've got Greg King, followed by Ravea O'Leary. Go ahead, Greg.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Good morning, Chair Carpenter, Director Sufslin, and Commission. I just want to add, I only ran out of time yesterday, Larry. I wanted to say that there was no sports representation on that alternative gear meeting we had Thursday with Wild Fish Conservancy. A little concerning. Would like to see sports reps from the advisory Columbia River Advisory Committee on that. With that being said, I'd like to speak towards, you know, is the department hearing what sportsmen have to say? You know, we used to produce a lot of fish in this state where all user groups, we harvested over 6 million fish, over a million fish for sports fishing. We don't produce fish. We know that, Larry. You know, we know that, Director Sussman. We're not producing the fish. Orca whale is suffering. And we just had an article pop up, a paper pop up about salmon recovery industry. What the heck is that? And it shows that people are making lots of money off salmon recovery. And we need to start producing fish. And we've been trying to recover fish in the Columbia River in the whole state since 1984. We produce 170 million fish, less fish in Washington State each year. And these are a public resource that everybody should be able to enjoy in Washington State. Mm-hmm. We need to get away about this fight of who's going to harvest the last salmon. Is it going to be commercials or sports or tribal fishermen? The tribal, like I said yesterday, the Bannock, Shoshone, and the Nez Perce and the Yakima Nation, Warm Springs, they're crying they're screaming for, you know, some fish, and there's just not the fish. And we heard Lorraine Loomis and Sean Yannity yesterday talk and speak and come to North Falcon, they have concerns too. We all have concerns on salmon. We need to produce. We have the hatcheries. We need to produce the fish, and let's. I think that's going to be the common goal here. If we produce fish, we're not going to have this bickering between, you know, the department and the sportsmen and all the user groups. And that's, you know, I think that's the key goal here. And I'm tired of watching the department get beat up by everybody. And it's just a hate flared thing. And it's just got out of hand. I mean, we look at the lack of production on steelhead. Look at we're fishing, can't fish out of a boat on the Olympic Peninsula. My God. That's amazing. I just can't even fathom that, you know. We got problems. We need to produce some fish. Orca whale starving to death. You know, there was an article on King 5 this morning about orca whale. We got to feed those orca whales. And that's the only way to do that is to produce some fish. And let's get going, guys. That's my testimony this morning. Thanks.
Greg, thanks for your testimony today. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we have Ravea O'Leary, followed by Lynn Mason. Go ahead, Ravea.
Thank you, Nikki. And thank you, commissioners, again, for this opportunity. I was shocked to hear Deputy Director Wendrop's comment yesterday that the department's response to promise to reply to all the questions posed in the December 11th Special Fish Committee meeting was an update to the previously published blog post. There was no individual follow-up with any of us to notify that's where we should expect our questions to be answered. So I imagine, like me, a lot of people are still wondering what the department's response was. I did go back and review the blog post after the meeting yesterday, and I can state, in my case, it doesn't do a good job of answering my questions, and therefore probably does a poor job of answering others as well. For example, one question I had was the management objectives and why the department stated in the town hall meeting that they could do option three, which included no bait, no fishing from a floating device, and in bold, in select waters, and release of rainbow trout. That option by itself was enough to meet all four management objectives: abundance, productivity, distribution, and diversity. Instead, the department stripped out the selective waters statement and also combined a modified option one, putting on early closures. I'd also like to point out that the blog post talks about not being able to expand opportunities this season due to lack of wild fish trapping and real-time estimates of sport catch. I understand that our rivers are lacking data, and thankfully we don't have a dam that would provide the level of certainty it appears they would expect. But we have creel surveys on the Ho and Quileute system since 1976, and we also have the newly implemented guide logbooks. The quantification of sport harvest estimates doesn't magically get any new information once the season is over, but yet sport harvest impacts are still determined at that time. Essentially, the department is saying we can't reliably estimate impacts from a catch and release fishery, so we're going to impose regulations that severely limit it. If you apply that logic, we may not be fishing from boats anytime soon. We may also, if you apply that logic to any other fisheries, we may not be fishing at all. The request to open up these rivers on the Olympic Peninsula distinct population segment that are above escapement doesn't have to be dependent on in-season data. Instead, given the previous stated information on meeting management objectives, it's possible to have some river sections open to fishing from a boat and still meet objectives. It's also possible to have a longer season and still meet objectives. Additionally, the only concern that was stated in the blog post for leaving the Quileute system open was the uncertainty and pressure shift. Given the information that the Skagit and Sauk is opening and creel analysis showing a dramatic reduction in sport anglers, the department's uncertainty, I feel, has been diminished, and thus this should be reevaluated. Is that not the goal of adaptive management, to adjust to new information? Thank you so much for your time.
Rave, thank you again for your comments and calling in. Appreciate hearing from you. Next, Nikki.
Next, we have Lynn Mason. And I don't have any other hands after that. So if you would like to give comment, if you're on the phone, please press *9 or do raise your hand by hovering over your name. Go ahead, Lynn.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning. Thank you for taking my comment. I'm a over 20-year resident of Klickitat County. And I wanted to talk to you today about the concerns we have in Klickitat County regarding the constitutional sheriff and the way he's handling wildlife management here. We also have concerns about fish and wildlife continuing at business as usual, hunting as usual in this environment. When we're looking at a permitted harvest rate from fish and wildlife, in addition to the sheriff's department kills that we have recorded from FOIA requests, taking the total harvest rate to over 80% in this county. That is concerning to us when we feel that business as usual is just carrying on. With Fish and Wildlife, we have presented to many of the decision makers of Fish and Wildlife, and we would like to see something change regarding that. The FOIA requests we have recently are also showing that the Klickitat County Sheriff's Department is now not even calling Fish and Wildlife for cougar incidents. Before, they would call them as kind of the cleanup crew after the fact. Now they're not even calling them. That is very disturbing to us. We feel that Fish and Wildlife has in some ways lost control of cougar management in Klickitat County. And we feel that the RCWs are in your favor Law enforcement from Fish and Wildlife has equal or more authority in this county than our sheriff. And we would like to see Fish and Wildlife step up and take the role in our county, because it is very worrisome for us what is occurring. This is just for cougar kills. We're not even looking at the other things that our sheriff has decided that's in his target range, which are bobcats and bears. We don't know what's going on with them. But this is a really disturbing trend. This is not, I know it's not just happening in Klickitat County. This is happening in Stevens County and Ferry County. And this is a issue that I hope that the commissioners are really looking at as a serious issue, because it seems to be a growing trend and a movement that needs serious addressing. And we urge you from Klickitat County, please, to look into that. Thank you for your time.
Excuse me, Lynn, I have a question. You mentioned that you knew this was going on in Stevens and Ferry County.
Yes.
You explain how you know that, please.
Actually, I heard that from another commissioner's meeting I was at last month. Someone commented in public comment from an agency up in that area that was saying that that is happening in those counties as well. And I've also heard from a couple residents just through other connections we've had that are expressing issues up in those counties as well. So, you know, I
appreciate that. We do get a lot of this and that's and hearsay, and I'm not suggesting that's what you were giving us. I was just looking for more clarity, and you did that. So thank you very much for calling in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is that it, Nikki?
That's all that I have. So I did have a couple more people log on since we started. So if you want to give comment, please press *9 if you're on the phone, or raise your hand by hovering over your name. That's looking like it.
Okay. Any, I guess we don't have any comments from the commission. I don't see any hands up. So,
Barbara's hands up. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, you're waving. Go ahead, Vice Chair Baker.
I just wanted to ask Nikki to reach out to Lynn Mason and ask her if she minds sharing whatever information that she received from a FOIA request with us. I don't know about the other commissioners or our staff, but I haven't seen that that data.
Okay, thank you, Vice Chair Baker. Anything else from the commission members? Okay, hearing none, we are now going to